Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 11 women and men have filed a complaint against On Point host Tom Ashbrook. The multi-page document includes accusations of name-calling, belittling critiques, and unwanted touching. Ashbrook says he was, quote, stunned that a few former colleagues have apparently come forward with allegations that have not been shared with me, end quote. On Point is a nationally syndicated NPR show produced by WBUR. WBUR and Boston University have placed Ashbrook on leave while an outside investigator reviews the allegations. WBUR's Martha Biebinger is reporting this story for the station. And full disclosure, I worked as a producer and director at On Point for almost 5 years. I am not one of the 11 complainants. But to avoid even an appearance of a conflict of interest, I will not be hosting Radio Boston's coverage of this story. Instead, today you'll hear the debrief between WBUR's Martha Biebinger and Morning Edition host Deborah Becker. They spoke this morning about the latest on what we know.
11 accusers. Who are they and what do they say?
They are men and women. They are current and former employees. Last Thursday, they say they delivered a 15 or so page document with testimonials that allege Ashbrook routinely belittled their ideas in meetings, called people names, screamed about what they considered minor punctuation or font errors on scripts, and created an overall toxic, emotionally unsafe environment. Deb, I heard this from one former producer who signed the document and another who reviewed it. In total, I communicated with about a dozen people who had experienced the work environment at On Point. One of the accusers, a former producer who's a woman, says the alleged abuse included an additional element for women. With them, she says, Ashbrook would often end a tirade with an unwanted hug or back rub or neck rub. Staff I spoke to say this went on for years and had lingering effects on their mental health or their career path, with some leaving journalism.
And Martha, what does Tom Ashbrook say?
He responded last night in a text saying he's proud of the people he's worked with during 16 years at WBUR. I'm going to read a quote now, Deb. I am stunned that a few former colleagues have apparently come forward with allegations that have not been shared with me. I have no idea what is being alleged or by whom. In the pressure of a live radio environment, I have at times been a tough and demanding boss. We aspire to put on a top-notch show. Many people have thrived in that environment. A few have not. And that ends the quote, Deb.
So Tom Ashbrook says he has no idea of what's being alleged. What were you told, Martha, about how complaints were handled?
Among the dozen or so people I spoke to, there were three other former employees who are not part of the 11-member accuser group. Some former producers say Ashbrook is a great host, a terrific journalist. But they also describe sitting in meetings while Tom would berate colleagues, most often young women, interns, or freelancers. These former producers are still angry that they couldn't find a way over the years to stop the alleged abuse.
And none of these people complained before now, Martha?
The people I interviewed say every now and then someone would tell Ashbrook to stop or yell back. But Deb, it didn't seem to make a difference. At least five people I spoke to say they raised concerns with station managers more than once. They say they were told, among other things, Deb, to write Ashbrook a letter or that it's just his style to manage with intimidation. In a few cases, according to the allegations, managers told employees they were willing to have a high turnover at the show because Tom is a star. In a few cases, producers claim they were told by managers that their jobs could be at risk if they took the complaints any further. These producers say it's unconscionable that WBUR let young producers keep cycling into this environment, which they call abusive.
And Martha, what does WBUR say about these allegations and the suggestion that it ignored complaints?
Last week, our general manager, Charlie Kravitz, said he is committed to a positive work environment for everyone at WBUR. Last night, when asked for further comment, he said in an email that, quote, while I would like to respond to your questions, It would be inappropriate for me to comment while an investigation is underway. That ends the quote.
And in terms of that investigation, any update on the timing of that?
No, it was just a Friday that the station and university announced that these complaints would be reviewed by an outside investigator. None of the people I spoke to this weekend had been contacted. The show continues today without Ashbrook as a host. Deb, Ashbrook ended his text to me last night saying, quote, "I can't describe how deeply upsetting this is to me. I am sure that once the facts come out that people will see me for who I am, flawed but caring and decent in all my dealings with others." That ends the quote.
WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition host Deborah Becker about allegations against On Point host Tom Ashbrook. Martha will continue her reporting in the coming days and weeks. And just to repeat my full disclosure, I did work as a producer and director at On Point for almost 5 years. I am not one of the 11 complainants, but to avoid even an appearance of a conflict of interest, I will not be hosting Radio Boston's coverage of this story as it evolves.